ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。 A 回答紙のその2、49から68に回答してください。
This is a test of your listening ability. Listen to the recordings and select the best answer from choices A to D. Mark your answers from 49 to 68 on the answer sheet. There are two sections to the test, Section A and Section B. Section A has 10 questions. Section B has 4 passages. Passages 1 and 2 have 2 questions each, and passages 3 and 4have 3 questions each. In both sections, you will hear the recordings only once. Mark your answer as soon as each recording has finished. You will have about 10 seconds to answer each question. You are encouraged to make notes on the question paper as you listen. Section A. In Section A, you will hear 10 dialogues. For each one, choose the best answer to the question you hear. Listen to the following example.
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon? The correct answer is C. Now we will begin the test. Dialogue 1.
I'm going to get fruit for our picnic. I thought I'd get oranges, bananas, and melon.
I'm okay with bananas and melon, but I'm tired of oranges. Can we have something else? How about strawberries?
No, they're way too expensive at the moment. How about kiwi fruit instead of oranges then?
That sounds good.
Question 49. What fruit will the woman buy for the picnic? Dialogue 2.
Attention passengers. We're sorry to announce that train 34 and train 35 to Chicago are delayed due to heavy snow. Train 34 will now depart at 4:10 and is estimated to arrive in Chicago at 9:15. Train 35 will now depart at 4:45 and is estimated to arrive in Chicago at 9:50. We are very sorry for any inconvenience this may cause to your journey.
Question 50. What time is train 34 expected to arrive in Chicago? Dialogue 3.
John, are you leaving Japan and going back home this summer?
Yeah, I'll be going back to the United States in August.
What are you going to do while you're there?
Mostly I'll just visit with friends and family. But I'm flying back from Chicago on the 17th, so I'll go there on the 15th for a few days.
What'll you do in Chicago?
In the morning, I'll go to see the Museum of Fine Art, and at night I'll take a boat cruise and see the city lights. The next day, I'll go see a baseball game.
So you're only going to be in Chicago for 3 days?
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to be back in Japan on the 18th.
Question 51. When will the man watch a baseball game in Chicago? Dialogue 4.
Wow, this jam is delicious. It must be organic.
Yes, it is actually.
Where did you get it?
I got it from this little farm about 1 hour's drive from town, a place I'd never heard of.
I bet Julie told you about it, didn't she? She always finds these kind of places.
Actually, it was her, but it was a friend of hers who found it first.
Was it Tom? I know that he started buying organic fruit.
No, his name's Greg, and Julie works with him. My girlfriend Jane and I are going back to get some more jam next week. Would you like to come?
That'd be great.
Question 52. Who told the man where to get the gem? Dialogue 5.
Hey, Brad. Are you still free to help me paint my fence?
Sure, Mary. When do you want it done?
I was thinking about painting it this Saturday.
Sorry, I'll be out of town on Saturday. How about Sunday?
That won't work. I'm going to see my parents that day. Is Monday good for you?
I'm busy in the morning, but I can come over in the afternoon, I guess.
That'll be great. I'd like to get it done before Tuesday, because it's supposed to rain that day.
Question 53. What day are they going to paint the fence? Dialogue 6.
You know, I really can't decide which language class to take.
What about French? I took that last year and really enjoyed it.
I heard that it's a good class, and I've always liked the sound of French. But isn't the grammar really hard to learn?
Not for me. French grammar is not that different from English. Another good thing about French is that a lot of the words are similar to words in English. But the spelling is difficult. I really struggled with that.
What about pronunciation?
I wouldn't worry about it. The teacher's very good at helping with pronunciation. And she speaks slowly and clearly.
That sounds good. You know, I think I'll sign up for the French class.
Question 54. What did the man find difficult about learning French? Dialogue 7.
Hey, do you have time for a coffee?
I wish I did, but I have to finish this report today by 3 o'clock.
Which report is that?
Professor Smith's class report. It's due today.
On a Tuesday? Reports are usually due on Thursday.
Usually they are, but Professor Smith told us to turn this one in earlier so he could mark and return it in class on Friday.
Oh no, I completely forgot. I wonder if I could hand it in tomorrow, on Wednesday.
Professor Smith's very strict. I don't think he'll let you do that.
Well, I can't finish it by 3 o'clock today. I'll go to his office now and ask for an extra day.
Good luck.
Question 55. When do the students have to give this week's report to Professor Smith? Dialogue 8.
Welcome all visitors to City College. We hope that you enjoy today's open campus. Please don't forget that the first thing you must do is to register at room R101 in our building. After you have registered, you should then go to room R103 to collect an information pack, which includes a map of the college. Once you've done that, you're free to explore the campus. If you would like to have a guided tour, please go to room L201 in L Building to sign up. For those of you who are interested in taking a demonstration lesson, you should visit room L202. You can find the class schedules in that room and choose a class that interests you.
Question 56. Which room should visitors go to after registering for the open campus? Dialogue 9.
Please listen to the following passenger announcement about changes to departure gates. For passengers going to Melbourne, please go to gate 16. For those traveling to Brisbane, please proceed to gate 42 immediately. For passengers going to Sydney, you should make your way to gate 36. Passengers for Cairns should now go to gate 50.
Question 57. Where are passengers at gate 36 traveling to? Dialogue 10.
What time should we leave for the movie?
It will take about 15 minutes to drive to the theater.
Plus, we'll have to find a place to park the car.
That's true. The movie starts at 3 o'clock, and it's already 2. How about leaving in 30 minutes?
2:30? That's too late. I need about 10 minutes to buy popcorn and drinks.
Okay, we'll leave in 20 minutes then.
Question 58. What time will the man and woman leave for the movie theater? Section B. In Section B, you will hear 4 passages. Passages 1 and 2 have 2 questions each, and passages 3 and 4 have 3 questions each. All the questions are printed in the test booklet. Mark your answers on the answer sheet as soon as each recording has finished. Passage 1.
On today's show, we're pleased to welcome Dr. Janine Ross. Dr. Ross has just been appointed as the new director of the Central Art Gallery. Welcome to the program, Janine.
Thank you for inviting me.
Can I start with a rather direct question? Many people are saying that you're too young to be the director of such a large art gallery. Is that a fair comment?
I can understand why some people might say that, but obviously I can't agree with them. I know that some question my ability to run such a big gallery and wonder whether I can handle the responsibility. But I know I can do the job. I'm very good at dealing with pressure. I consider it to be my best skill. I can only ask that everybody give me a chance to prove that I do possess the experience and have the management skills to do the job. Doing a good job is something that I'm very passionate about.
I'm sure our listeners support you. So, what do you have planned for the Central Art Gallery for the next year? Any new exhibitions coming up?
Well, our first new exhibition of the year opens in 2 months, and it will feature paintings by Erica West, a young artist living in our city. I hope that seeing her beautiful work will encourage other young people to get involved in art. But before the exhibition can begin, my first task as director will be to organize the repainting of the main exhibition hall. This will be very expensive, so the gallery needs to raise money to cover the costs. One way I think we can do this is to open up the gallery grounds for concerts next summer. There's plenty of space, and I'm sure that people will be willing to pay to listen to music in such a beautiful setting.
It sounds like you're going to be extremely busy. Okay, I think that it's now time to take questions from our listeners.
Passage 2.
Hey, Steve. Did you have a nice bicycle ride to Kyoto on Saturday?
Actually, I didn't go to Kyoto. I cycled around the Chita Peninsula instead.
Oh, really? Why's that? I thought you were really looking forward to going to Kyoto.
You're right, I was.
Did you change your mind because of the weather in Kyoto? I heard that it was really bad on Saturday.
It was, but I've cycled in worse conditions, so I think I could have handled it. It's just that I was planning to go with my friend Frank, but he was feeling sick and couldn't make it. And I didn't want to go all the way to Kyoto by myself.
Yeah, I can understand that. So how was the ride to the Chita Peninsula?
Okay, I guess. But I had a tire problem in Tokai City. That took some time for me to repair. Then I stopped in Tokoname and had a nice lunch. I was planning to go to the end of the peninsula to Morozaki, but I only got as far as Utsumi. Then I turned around and went back home.
Passage 3.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your first day at Western College. My name is Ashley, and I'll be your campus guide. Please look at your school map as I guide you around our small but comfortable campus. Okay, let's begin. We have 5 buildings here, A, B, C, D, and E. Our classrooms are all located on the first 2 floors in each building, from A to C. Building D is the gymnasium, and building E is the library. Your professor's offices are all located on the 3rd and 4th floors of building A. The computer rooms are on the 3rd floor of building B. There is a large conference room just 1 floor above that. The 3rd and 4th floors of building C are where you can find the administration offices. There you can check your class and examination schedules, and also inquire about your grades. Finally, in the basement of the gymnasium is the cafeteria, bookstore, and health center. Okay, now that we have an overview of our campus, let's start our tour. Please gather your belongings and follow me.
Passage 4.
Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to Downtown Gym. How may I help you?
Hi. I'm interested in taking yoga lessons, and I'm wondering if I can take them without being a member of the gym?
Yes, that's possible. We have several options. You can take any yoga lesson for just $5 a ticket, or you can sign up for a $20 pass, which lets you take up to 5 lessons in 1 week. That's what I would recommend. Yoga lessons are, of course, included in our membership plans as well.
How much does a membership cost?
Well, we offer a monthly or annual membership. A 1-month membership costs $50. The 1-year membership is $500. We also have a special campaign at the moment. We're offering a 10% discount for new members. That means an annual membership would be only $450.
I see. A 1-year membership sounds like a pretty good deal. But I think I'd like to try yoga lessons first, so I'll go with the 1-week pass you suggested. Do I need to make a reservation in advance to take a lesson?
Yes, everybody does. For 1-week pass holders, you can sign up for a lesson 1 day in advance. Annual members can reserve a place 1 week in advance. Monthly members can make a reservation 3 days before a lesson. However, even if you haven't made a reservation, you can still turn up 30 minutes before a lesson begins to see if there's a place available.
Okay. I prefer to take lessons in the evening, if that's possible. What's the latest time for yoga lessons?
Most of our lessons are during the day, but on weekdays we are open until 11 p.m., and the last yoga lesson is from 9 to 10 p.m. On weekends, we're open until 10 p.m., and the last lesson is from 8 to 9 p.m.
Okay, I see. Since I'm here now, do you think I could take a tour of your club today?
Yes, of course. Please take a seat in the lobby, and someone will be right with you.
This is the end of the listening test.